Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Stan Bonson. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The DH, Steve Braun. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Dave McKay. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington takes first base on ball four. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Washington steals second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to third. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Garner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Randall fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Braun for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field. Washington picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Washington. Weiniger moves to third. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive towards third. Bando reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North strikes out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Washington steals second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Heil chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Randall. Randall fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Randall. Rudy goes all the way around to score. Baylor moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. Bostock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 1 in the game. Garner hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. Heil moves to second. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonson covering, for the out. Heil moves to third. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney strikes out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-2 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Garner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-2 in the game. Bostock hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heil moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weiniger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Billy Williams. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alexander. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Alexander steals second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Randall covering, for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 2 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alexander moves to third. Larry Lintz pinch runs for Phil Garner. Ken McMullen pinch hits for Larry Haney. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alexander tags and scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 3, Twins, 3. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lintz. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Lintz steals second. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 3 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Hosley now catching. Tommy Sant now playing second base. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 2 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindblad fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindblad fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 3 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Steve Braun. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Cesar Tovar pinch hits for Matt Alexander. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay juggles the ball. That's an error on McKay. Tommy Sant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sant hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Butch Weiniger. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Terrell. The throw from Hosley and he is safe. Terrell steals second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-3 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Todd now pitching. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-3 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sant scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof now catching. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-4 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Golds fires to first and picks off Washington. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rudy hits a line drive into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva pinch hits for Dave McKay. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is hit by the pitch. Luis Gomez pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 4 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Todd fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heil strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 4 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Gomez now playing third base. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 4 in the game. Bando bunts towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Randall covering, for the out. Baylor moves to second. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 4 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campaneris for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Bry pinch runs for Craig Cusick. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bry moves to third. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 4 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bry scores. Roof moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.